You're listening to 89.1 KMUW NPR for Wichita. The Minnesota-based band, the Jayhawks, have a rich history that dates back to the 1980s. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with one of the founding members and has more.
The band The Jayhawks was formed in Minneapolis, Minnesota more than 30 years ago, and two of the band's three founding members, bassist Mark Perlman and guitarist and vocalist Gary Lewis, remain to this day. Perlman says that the mid-1980s were a good time for Minneapolis music, and that there was plenty of freedom to explore one sound within that scene.
As far as the underground scene, there really wasn't a definable sound. Every band had its own unique sound.
Not long after forming, the Jayhawks were becoming a draw at Minneapolis clubs.
It really seemed to happen fairly quickly. There was a decent number of clubs. Not a lot, but that were giving underground bands and independent bands a lot of play. And really it was up to the band to get on the phone and call their friends in to fill the place. But we seemed to pick up a following fairly quick. Not a big one, but definitely one that would keep us together.
The group struggled for a few years trying to find an audience. Then in the early 1990s, the Jayhawks signed with famed producer Rick Rubin's Deaf America label. For many music lovers, 1992's Hollywood Town Hall was their first taste of the Jayhawks.
Come to Wichita.
The group's profile seemed to be on the rise. Then in 1995, after the release of the group's critically acclaimed album Tomorrow the Green Grass, co-founder Mark Olson left the band.
At the time Mark left the band, we'd been together for 10 years, just a pretty long time in band years. And I think at that point, really it was a question of musical taste. We were all kind of going in different directions musically.
There was some discussion as to whether the Jayhawks would continue with the name they'd held for over a decade or become a different group. Here, bassist Mark Perlman recalls that decision process, much of which came down to songwriter Gary Lewis.
I think Gary's argument was probably the sanest one, which was we'd all been doing it for a while. We earned the right to have that name, and people are just going to have to understand this is what we're doing now musically.
The band soon recorded The Sound of Lies, which had a louder, more experimental sound than previous Jayhawks albums.
Won't you take my hand? Won't you be my friend? Take my advice, go away. When the days get short and the chips are down.
Through the rest of the 1990s, the Jayhawks continued to be a live draw. For a time, co-founder Mark Olson rejoined the band, but didn't stay. By 2012, the Jayhawks were on hiatus and unsure of the future. Gary Lewis continued to write songs, but wasn't sure if there would be any more Jayhawks records. Seeking artistic advice, he called Mark Perlman.
And he called me up and asked me to come over to listen to some of the songs and see if I thought any of them could be Jayhawks songs. And, you know, that other ear, I think, opened up his mind to the idea that these could be Jayhawks songs, and that's when the shift kind of happened to make it a Jayhawks record.
In 2016, the Jayhawks released Paging Mr. Proust, an album that quickly joined the ranks of classic Jayhawks recordings.
Backseats and empty stalls.
The band also found time to collaborate with Kinks co-founder Ray Davies on his brand new solo album, Americana.
I just got back from a walk down the square to the local Kentucky to see
what... You know, it could have gone either way. It might not have worked, or what happened was it really came together nicely, and it was just an amazing experience.
And the signs and the cues lining up for that 21st century fair.
Mark Perlman says that today the Jayhawks are stronger than ever, and he adds, more importantly, they remain themselves rather than someone else's idea of a rock band.
I think it's safe to say that when we started, we were comfortable in neither the studio or on the stage. That didn't come very quickly, and we're still, you know, there's a little bit of awkwardness in the Jayhawks, I think, which is endearing to a lot of our fans.
The Jayhawks perform at Salinas Stiefel Theater Friday evening with Split Lip Rayfield. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bogle.
Come to Wichita. Won't be there in 40 days. This evil land brings a devil's cloud. Take a message to abide in what you want. One morning, you will be.